Okay, Daf Nun Vav and Aleph in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, top of the page. Elu Treifas is following on the list of Treifas. So until now, we learned the sugya of the Treifas by animals. Now we're going to learn about the Treifas Ba'oif birds. Nukuvas HaVeshet. So far, so good. The Zol B'Zachdo, the Veshet as a holy Natinu L'Hol. Uf is Sukas HaGageres. The Gageres must be cut in its majority.
By the way, the Veshet is a Machlaik. Okay.
Okay. It's Zol B'Zachdo, HaGageres means it's a majority.
Well, Gageres is another way of saying the Kana,
the
right?
The Kana, yeah. Correct. Next, Hikata Chulda. Now we have a new Sukh Al Roish. Let's say Mokam Sha'isa Isa Treifa.
Say that again, Hicks. What?
Hikata Chulda, a weasel.
A weasel
went and hit it.
It's like a rodent.
Al Roish, exactly, rodent on the head. Mokam.
What's that? He hit it?
Yes, Hikata. Yeah. So Hikata here means he took a bite. He's saying
on the head of the bird.
Of the bird. So Rashi says Hikata means Nishochata Bishineha, biting. When it says here in the Mishnah, Hikata doesn't stop being hit, it means that it bit its brain. Why the Ilubiyad? Because if the bird, the Chulda hit the bird, the Ilubiyad Amoran Leel, the Yesh Drusa Lechulda Ba'ifais, there's a Drusa Lechulda Ba'ifais, for Chol Kenegade Chol Mitarfulla, it's Lavdafka on the head. The reason why it has to here be it bit, because if we're discussing where it actually hit, it hit it with its hands, Lavdafka cannot possibly only on the head. The halacha is, if a chulda hits with its hands anywhere on the bird in the cavity of the internal organs of the,
so why can it be hit the head with his hand, then what would the halacha be over there?
So that uchar not. That's exactly what it has to say. It has to be a bit.
Dafka bit.
Because you puncture the brain.
It's only over there by the chalol that it can get.
Exactly.
When you say chalol, you're talking about how could he hit him internally?
It means connect the belly, the area of the stomach. So
and
there,
how big is a weasel?
A weasel, a mouse. I don't know.
And it has power?
Yeah, what's it?
I'm not going to Google.
And it has power to hit a small bird.
It seems so. Oh, it's a small bird. I don't know. Good question. So Vayid Nachmal, Hikata Chulda Al Roisha. It says here, Hikata, Rashi says it must mean that it bit the Chulda Al Roisha.
And Rashi says, Cheshin and Kivas Krum?
Yes.
The membrane, it's going to be punctured.
It punctured the membrane. What do you say, Rashi? Rashi says, Cheshin, it punctured the membrane.
That's Mashahum?
Yes, that's the whole Talki
that we said before.
The Israel Talki is the Gulgoyles. Is if the skull has been diminished. If the skull has been diminished even without the krum being punctured. That's a whole different halacha. There in Echanami, the krum shel moyach is not the same place as the Gulgoyles. The Gulgoyles and the krum shel moyach are different locations. Those are two separate things. Mm-hmm. So here it says, it hit it on the head in the place where it makes it to a treifa. Period. Next halacha, nikav ha korkivan. Now we go to the halak of korkivan. Okay, the korkivan is a teeny perforation in the korkivan. Okay, everyone knows
what's the korkivan? The gizzard?
Gizzard. And what is looking? I see in the picture. I'm picturing Ayn Ches. Look at the picture.
I don't like gizzards.
Exactly where the gizzard is. What is the gizzard? The gizzard is basically, it's the end of the veshet. The end of the veshet. Basically, it's a muscle. And it crushes the food. When it gets into there, it takes the food, and it's a muscle. It expands and contracts. It crushes the food into teeny little particles.
That's the function of it.
That's why it's there's so much flavor, because it comes in contact with all of the food. So it expands and contracts the food inside.
Close up, buddy.
Even the smallest teeny hole makes the birth into a tray. For next case, nikvu hadakin. Let us say there's a perforation in the intestines. Next halacha, nafla l'or v'nechru.
So these are all the things are rendered trained. Yeah,
correct.
Okay.
Next halacha, nafla. Let's say the bird falls into the fire. V'nechmeru b'nei me'echa, and its intestines get burned, charred. If it gets charred, then it is a tray. Now what is the shear of it getting charred? Rashi here says, rad nechmeru kavtsu. It means it shrinks. Now here it comes into the next, and the mare changes color. And that's exactly what now the Mishnah is coming to explain. How do we know that it was charred? It's going to change color. Now we're going to learn now that there are certain organs which are naturally...
How could you possibly know? Only if you open it, you see. If
yes,
it
yes, that's what we're doing. You do a shchita.
Oh, that's right.
Dika.
That's the only way you find out.
The only way we get charred from the fire.
So what's the word called?
Charred.
Charred.
Charred means?
Charred is burnt. Burnt.
Charred?
Charred.
Charcoal. Like charcoal.
That's where it comes from.
Charred.
Now, how do we know it got burned? So it all depends on what it was, the original color. If it was original, there are certain organs which are originally green, and when they get ruined and when they get damaged, really, green, it turns red. Mm. And there are some organs which are originally red, and when they're damaged, they turn green. And that's exactly what the Mishnah of Yer says. Im yirukin, yirukin psulim. If they turn green, meaning...
Even after it falls into the fire?
Correct. And you do the bedika. If they're supposed to be red, and now we discover they are green, psulim. Let's say im adumim, which means if originally they were green, and now they turn red...
They're still good.
I'm sorry. I take it back. Dakin. The dakin are supposed to be red. Okay, I jumped the gun. The dakin are supposed to be red. So if you do bedika and you discover im yirukim psulim, because that means that they've been charred to the degree where they've changed color. Im adumim kesher moa, because that's their natural color.
Like the heart.
No. This is the dakin. The dakin are supposed to be red. Look at Rashi. Rashi over here says
the fact that the exterior of the bird got burnt is not going to kill the animal.
Oh, exactly. It's only the internal organs. Mm. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says in Hoiriku, Mefarish v'Gemara lei v'korkavan adumim shayriku v'yirukim shadimu. It basically means what the Gemara is going to elaborate. It means that they changed the wrong color. If they go from the wrong color, what used to be red turns green, or used to be green turns red.
So one second, Leva Karkin, what's the original color of the heart and the korkovin?
The heart is always, Rashi always says, Rashi says, Leva Karkovin,
or red originally.
Shehoiriku, if they turn green.
Yeah.
Virukin Shadimu, or vice versa. Let's say you have organs which are normally green, turn red. Mm-hmm. What are they? So Rashi over here says, Rashi, next Rashi, Im Adumim, Halevi Akorkovan, Kimishbaton, Shaloi Nishtana, Mare Shalom.
For sure it's kosher. What do you have to tell us then?
So over here we're only discussing the lave and the korkovan.
Yeah.
The lave and the korkovan are supposed to be red.
Right.
If they remain red, kosher. If they turn green, treif.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's Nachmul Mishnah, Im Yirukin. Over here in the Mishnah, Nafl over Nechl B'nei Meyach. What are the B'nei Meyach? Well, there's a long list of B'nei Meyach. Right now, the Mishnah is only coming to focus on two of the B'nei Meyach. What are the two of the B'nei Meyach?
The internal organs?
Yes, internal organs. Uh-huh. There are many internal organs. Over here, we'll only focus on two of the internal organs. And we're focusing
on the heart and the...
The heart and the korkovan.
Mm-hmm.
Im Yirukim, if they were originally red, they turned green.
Psulim.
Let's say Adumim, they remain red, Kisherim.
What's the chid? Why do they remain red? If you sing Yirukim, of course they remain red.
Good question. I don't know the answer. It's a very good question. Why it's obvious if they remain the regular color, it should be kosher.
Yeah.
I hear you saying I don't know the answer.
Especially if that explicitly says if it changes color,
right.
So it doesn't change it's itself. It remains
itself. So why Taka did it say? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe the Gemara will explain.
Yeah.
Next, Darsa Vitarfa, because let's say the animal was attacked. Darsa, it was trampled upon. Someone stepped upon it. Yeah. Or it was Darsa, a predator.
Adam Ragla.
A person stepped on Darsa. A person stepped on it. Darsa, correct. Utrafa b'koisel. What does that mean? Utrafa b'koisel, Rashi. Hiko bo b'koisel. A person hit. A person took the bird and gave it a zetz against the wall. Oy, sheritzitzata behema. An animal trampled upon it. Stepped upon it.
Upon this other animal.
Upon the bird.
Yeah, yeah.
The animal stepped on the bird.
Oh, we're talking about birds now.
The bird, only birds now. Oy, sheritzitzata behema.
No, you'll have to... Yeah.
Okay, and then a bird, an animal stepped upon it. U mi far cheses, and the animal. So this is the case of Darsa. The Darsa
all these cases,
a person stepped on it, or a person smashed the bird into the wall, or an animal stepped upon it. We give the 24-hour test, similar to the animal.
Enough.
We wait 24 hours.
And what does mefarches mean?
It's shaking. It's still alive. It's still shaking. It's still moving.
What's going on? Misha to tell us that he's still mefarches. It's ogeret. If you're waiting 24 hours, so what do you have to tell me for Cheses? You're waiting 24 hours, you see if it's still surviving. It's still alive.
Maybe it means if it's not... Maybe, I hear the question. I don't know the answer. Maybe it means if it's not for Cheses, maybe it's not going to help 24 hours. But let's say you do bedika and everything comes out okay, then you could assume it's going to be good. But let's say it's less than 24 hours, it's not going to be good.
Regardless.
But the fact that Mishnah says, regardless, but the fact that Mishnah says, mefarches, I don't know the answer, but maybe what it means is that you also need it to be mefarches. If the animal is just still, the animal does not, it's
it
limp.
Looks like it's not sufficient, limp. It has to
but
shake.
It's limp.
But that's the whole halacha, me'es la'es. Is
no,
that, is that you
so
see that's walking
birds,
by an
no,
animal?
By bird, by animals, by yeah, animals, yeah, by birds, it's a weaker creature. So the animal, by bird, maybe the mission is coming to teach you that you have to have also mefarches. It's not just enough the animal walks. that the bird walks. The animal has to be in a chadam, but the animal.
You think about a behemoth that was geshachtim, it's still shaking.
The animal has to walk. When we came to the halach of an animal, the rishon animal has to walk.
Mechess is not walking.
What?
Mechess is not walking.
Oh, so by a bird, you don't need it to mamash walk. Exactly the point. The point over here. When it came to the animal, you have to have the animal has to actually walk. When it comes to the bird, you do not need the bird to walk. It is sufficient if the bird shakes. In a chanami, a bird is a weaker creature. A bird does not need to actually walk. As long as the bird is shaking, it's going to be sufficient, provided you do a bedika. And when you do the bedika, everything looks okay. But the chiddush is, even though everything looks okay, there may still be something which you miss, which will be because of the trauma of being beaten. Who knows? Fine. So the mission here is they have a bird, and the bird over here was stepped upon by a person who was thrust against the wall, or an animal stepped upon him, and it's shaking. Even though it's not walking, it's sufficient.
It's amazing.
Even though by an animal it has to actually walk,
you need it. Right?
It must walk. By a bird, you do not need it to walk. It is sufficient.
Just be lying on the floor and moving. And
that's sufficient.
Wow.
That is sufficient.
If 24 hours passed.
But let's say
you do bedika.
You don't find anything obvious.
Right.
But let's say the animal, the bird, is not shaking. It's lying there, limb on the floor. And 24 hours passes. Then it's a treifa. Even if you do a yeshita. And you do a bedika, and you don't find.
Even though you see it's still alive.
You see it's still alive, it has a pulse. It has a pulse, it's still alive, and you do a bedika.
Although an avela and a treif is metama by a bird.
A treif is not metama by a bird. Who says metama by a bird? Even an avela is not metama, only by sablia. Only when you swallow it.
Right.
Only when you swallow
it.
A kosher bird, a min oif tahar, is not metame b'misa, only b'be sablia, when you swallow it. Right. A non-kosher bird, a min of an oif tame, that's metame immediately. That's metame. But an oif...
B'magamasa.
But mas also? I'm not sure.
One second. So that look is, if you wait and it doesn't survive after 24 hours. I'm with then.
If it does survive 24 hours,
it doesn't survive.
And it's
mifar
cheses, and it's and,
yeah,
and
yeah.
It's still
it's good,
moving,
it's good, yeah, yeah.
And you do a bedikas panim,
good.
And everything is okay, it's going to be
but
kosher.
But if not, then
let's say it's not mifar cheses.
Then it has a din
then
of what?
Then of a treifa.
What's that? And treifa is not matama.
Treifa is not matama, period. It's not matama.
I'm not sure by a bird, if you don't check that.
What?
The puzzle is the veil of treifa, let's say chelo by a bird. And I think
I don't think so.
I have to double check. Okay.
I don't think so. Ne'ez le'ez u'shchata kishera. Okay, right. Now, Rav u'Shmuel v'Levi, we have three opinions. The Amri, Machnis yada lefnim u'boidig. Now, we're discussing over here the case of the chulda which bit the head of a bird. So we have a question. What is the question? If the chulda bit the head of the bird, maybe it punctured the krum. How do you do bedika? Okay, we're discussing now, again, the bird. The bird was bitten by a chulda. What's the question? Did the chulda's teeth penetrate the brain? Like you see in the picture. You see in the picture, you see over here the chulda, and you see it has a sharp tooth. The question is, the sharp tooth penetrate the moyach?
Yeah.
Okay, you see the moyach of the chulda? You see the moyach of the
wait,
bird?
This is not a realistic diagram.
Why not?
It makes the head so much bigger than the whole bird.
Why not? Why is that realistic?
A weasel's not that big.
Yeah. Maybe it is.
With a little, like a small...
No, maybe we think it's older.
What's a weasel? Like a
cat.
It's a sheriff. It's a sheriff.
Maybe it's a cat. It's a rabbit. Maybe
yeah.
It's something significant.
I thought a weasel was like a mouse
no,
or something.
No. It seems like it's bigger.
I'll check later.
It can be one of these nasty creatures.
Really?
Right? See, I look at the tooth. The tooth over here is coming into the brain. There's a question. Did the holder actually penetrate the brain? Just because the chulda bit the head of the bird does not necessarily mean that it penetrated the brain. So what
right.
Do you do? You put your finger in the mouth of the bird,
yeah.
And you push up, and you see if brain substance escapes from the crumb.
Brain
I can show you brain matter escapes like you see in the next picture. You turn the page, and you turn the page, so you see over here. Here is a great picture. The guy, look at his finger. He does the shchita. And now we do a bedika. He puts his finger in,
yeah.
And he pushes up, and you see if any brain matter comes to the surface.
Cutting that open over there would not be a good way to do it.
No. Well, there's going to be another opinion that you take a nail. But the Gemara's first test is you put your finger into the mouth of the bird, and you push up, and you look at the top of the bird's head, and you see, is there any brain matter that is oozing
out of the hole.
From the hole? If nothing comes out, it means that the chulda did not penetrate the brain.
But it did penetrate the crumb.
No. The crumb is the. That's the point. Did it get penetrated?
The crumb is part of the brain.
Here's the crumb. The crumb is the block.
And it could live.
That's the crumb.
Crumb is like a peel over the brain. Huh?
Yes. Yeah. So that's the test.
Membrane.
That membrane. That's the test. If you put your finger inside, that's going to be okay. So that is the Gemara's. That is the Gemara's test. That's what you should do. So it says over here, Rav Shlomo Levi,
"Why can you? One second. After you shtecht, why can't you just open up? Why you have to do this shtick? Just open up the head and see what
you're not
going to
be able to see because it's so it's you can't it's impossible to see.
Oh.
The nature of the membrane is such where you can't really tell by looking at it. Oh. You have to do a test. If you look at it, you're not going to be able to see if there's a hole because after the bird that the hole.
So when do you do it? While the head is attached?
Yes, you do shchita.
Oh, you do the shchita.
You do the shchita, and then you go. You put your finger inside, and then you push up, and you see if anything comes to the surface. If something comes to the surface, that means that the chulda tooth penetrated all the way into the brain. So Rav Shmuel, the lived to our machnas in lufnim ubaydik emibatz beitz the oile terefa. If brain matter bubbles, and comes to the surface, that's what it means. It's like, it means like that.
It oozes out.
Oozes out. That's what I meant to say. If it oozes out, then it's going to be a treva. Vivav kashera. That says adminkev kiramatata. This only good. This is a very good. This only according to the one that says it's not going to until it penetrates the second membrane. In other words, if you look in the picture, there are two membranes. There is the top membrane and the lower membrane. The moyach is surrounded by a double membrane. So according to the one opinion, in order for a bird to be a treifa, it must penetrate both layers. If indeed it penetrates both layers, then when you do the finger test, brain matter will surface to the top.
I don't understand why that would make it after me that the bottom one was not penetrated. You'll still have the bird matter, the brain
matter. No, you won't.
Because you have a hole on top. You're pushing it up.
The hole on top is only one hole. The bottom membrane is sealed.
Excuse me.
It's sealed.
You're pushing up over here.
So what? You're not going to
break. This picture shows that bird matter.
Only because in this picture, both membranes have been penetrated.
Both over here.
Yes.
And this spot over here.
But in this example, only one membrane.
So there are two membranes here.
What?
There are actually two membranes.
There are two membranes. Exactly. Exactly.
Not the membrane. I was thinking.
No. So you have to have two membranes. So weiter. Hinich leman diamar.
Through two membranes?
Yes, there are two membranes. There are two membranes on top of the brain.
Then you have to do the bedika.
Yeah, according to the other mandam, that says even the top one, you won't be able to do the test.
So then the test's not going to make a difference.
Why?
Because when you push your finger up, the brain matter will not penetrate because the second membrane is sealed.
Oh.
So nichol mandiamar equivalent as the ad diminkav kurama tatoha. The lower membrane, in order for it to be a treif, it has to penetrate both membranes.
Right.
So then this test will work.
Right.
Because when you push your finger up, it's going to go through both membranes.
Right.
The element that says, inkiv ilah, that it's a treifa, af al gav deloy inkiv tata, nechosh, let us be concerned, dilma ilah inkiv, maybe in this case the top membrane has been penetrated, but tata loy inkiv. And the bottom...
But then again, you won't be able to see, it won't lose out.
Exactly. So that's exactly what's questioned. Therefore, this is not a good test. According to this opinion, who holds
that a bird is going to be called a treifa, even if only the top membrane has been penetrated.
So then the test is not going to work. So the Gemara says, the inkiv ilah. The Gemara gives an answer. Here's the answer. This is really what Rabbi Yisrael was saying before. Iisa the inkiv ilah. If the situation is such that the upper membrane has been penetrated. Tatoha, the lower membrane, agav ruchche, it's soft. It's so soft and delicate. When you put your finger there and you push up, you will cause it to break instantly and the brain matter will come to the top.
You mean the second membrane is much softer than
Yes.
So at the end of the day, it's really not a good test according to the other.
But by doing the test, you're going to make it the whole come through. Exactly. So it is a good test.
The truth is,
according to this man,
the top brain. How are you going
to
test?
It's enough to be a treifa if only the top membrane is punctured. So the question was, if by me putting my finger in and pushing up, the brain matter will not come to the surface. Because the lower membrane is sealed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a good test.
Nee.
And really, it is a treifa. Mm-hmm. The answer is no. Guess what? even if only the top membrane is punctured
and
the bottom membrane is not punctured, by you putting your finger in and pushing up, it will come to the surface. How will it come to the surface? You will cause it to break by pushing up. Why? Because the lower membrane is so delicate. So it is a good test. It is indeed a good test.
Hold on a second. Good. Then you're going to cause it to ooze. But you caused it now.
That's right. It's only going to come to the surface if the top membrane was already punctured.
What you want to show is that the top membrane was punctured. So you caused it.
Oh, you want to see talk of the top one was punctured.
It's like this. You're actually breaking the second one, which is good, which will help you. If it was talk and not punctured, the top one, then you're good. You're home free.
Because the top membrane...
So you just want to see if the top one was
punctured. Yes, exactly. Ease of the income.
It has to be both. Both men. Why is not enough the top... According to the first Mandiyama,
it has to be both.
Why?
That's halachi holds halacha l'moshe m'sinai.
If the top is
it's
only
nothing more than halacha l'moshe
m'sinai, why then it's not good? Why is it then good?
Because he holds that that's the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The halacha l'moshe m'sinai, halacha l'moshe m'sinai says you have to have both membranes penetrated. You're touching upon a good question. According to the first man, the Omar, he holds that if you apply pressure, it's not going to come to the, and only the top is broken and not the bottom. Applying pressure will not cause the brain matter to come to the surface.
It will, but I'm pressing on the bottom.
No, that's only according to the second
man, Omar. Yeah.
According to the first man, you have no choice but to say that by you applying pressure from below, it will not cause the brain matter to come to the top. Mm. Otherwise, it would not be a good bidika. Because according to the first Mount Yom, it's only a trade if both membranes are penetrated.
Right.
And if you're good, if only one membrane is penetrated, and you do the test, and by you doing it, it's going to cause it to come to the surface. It will cause it to come to the surface. It's not a good test. Because you caused it to come to the surface.
I got it.
You have no choice but to say that according to the first opinion, by you doing the test, it will not cause the matter to come to the surface.
Yeah.
It appears in Machlokes and Metzius between these two opinions is when you do the test, will it cause it to come to the surface? So he was agav ruchei mifka poka. That's Machlokes. The bottom one. Let's recap. The bottom one over here is we have one of the trivials in the Mishnah is if a chulda bit a bird. What is the issue? The issue is, did the chulda's teeth, did it penetrate the brain? There is machlokes between two opinions. What exactly needs to be penetrated in order to render the bird into a trefa? Opinion number one, both membranes. Opinion number two, even the first membrane. According to the first opinion, how will we test? The way we test is we do shchita. We then put your finger into the mouth and push up and see what happens. What happens if only the bottom membrane, the top membrane is punctured, but not the bottom? According to the first man, the Omar, the brain matter will not come to the surface.
And albeit that, according to the other man, it's very thin. You just answer that question.
The other man disagrees. He holds that since the bottom membrane is very, very thin, by you doing the test, you will cause it.
You could see, Taka, what's going to happen.
I don't know the answer. That's what it appears to be. That's what it appears over here to be a machlokes between these two opinions. Okay, next piece of Gemara.
Why can't we say no? Of course, when you apply pressure, it's going to puncture the bottom. But it's not good anymore. Even though it loses out, it's not good because you caused it to...
Before we begin, we have to understand there's a machlokes. What is when we have a halacha l'moshe m'sinai that the krum shel moyach shenikva is a trefa? Does that mean both membranes or one membrane? That's the machloikis. And now we wanted to go do a test.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says this test will work according to everyone. According to the first mandam, it's certainly going to work. According to the second mandam, he's mechadesh that in my understanding. Even if only the upper membrane was punctured, the test will also work because when I apply pressure below, I will cause the lower, and mimele it will be a gilui that the top membrane has been punctured. According to the first man, the Amr, he appears to disagree. He appears to hold that if the bottom membrane is still intact, pressing up will not cause it to puncture. That's what appears to be a machlokes in how this test works. Now we go to the next piece of Gemara. The next piece of Gemara says... Okay, Omar Ze'iri. Ze'iri says, Ein bedika l'chol, he disagrees. He holds it is impossible to do a bedika on a cholda, v'bnei sheshinecha daka, it's because the teeth are very, very small. Frech the Gemara, no, is the Gemara... The teeth are very, very small. They're teeny. The Gemara now, the Hamin understands this, to mean that the sins are so small, really there's a perforation. Really, but nothing will come out when you apply pressure. So what? Of course it will come out. Even though it's very, very, very small, it has to be that if I apply pressure, if I insert my finger into the mouth and I push upwards, it has to be that there's going to be some gray matter that does come to the surface.
Yeah.
So therefore, Amrav Oshayim, the answer to your question is that it's crooked. Not that they're very, very small. When a chulda, when it bites, it does not bite straight down. It bites on an angle.
You look at the teeth, you see it's on the angle. It's like a hook.
Thus, when you apply pressure, your pressure is applying pressure straight up. So your pressure is not going to cause the brain matter to ooze out, because the way the neck has been created is on an angle.
So that's the problem.
And the only way you can apply pressure is straight. So even though...
Ziri says, therefore you can't do it.
There's no way you can do proper bedika.
I'm just wondering also over here...
So that's what he meant.
That's what he's coming to Mechadish. He disagrees.
Not small.
Right, it's on an angle.
How much, it's also in the Sath of the Berachli Shiurim, how much pressure you're putting. Oh. There's a guy, he has a bird.
Enough pressure will happen.
He's in a Gebedova. The guy says, stop pushing, don't push too much.
The one that's doing, you always can have that shy when it comes to doing a bedika. If it's your animal, you always have that shayla. If it's your animal, are you neman to a bedika? We have an aid, echon neman b'isurin. So, l'chayra.
So, that brain matter doesn't go in between the membrane and the outer shell, the skin of the animal, it's going to come out of the hole.
Well, the Gemara is saying if there's a neck, it will go straight up. It's going to go straight up. Okay, so this is the sheet of Ziri.
Vita. So since it's an angle, if you're going to push up, you can't be mechabim.
If you're going to you cannot be mechabim. When you push up, you're only able to position your finger in that cavity of the mouth only in such a position where you can apply pressure upwards. And the whole neck is on an angle. Maybe. So therefore, there's no way you can do the bedika. You do not have space in the mouth of the bird to apply pressure on an angle to get the brain matter to exit the same way the tooth came in. When you put your finger into the mouth, the only way you can apply pressure is to push up. But that's not going to help. It's not going to cause the brain matter to exit, because the nekev has been crafted on an angle. So the bedika is not going to work. The truth is, there really is a perforation. But you're going to think that there is no perforation because I pressed up and nothing came out. That indicates that there is no perforation. You are mistaken. There really is a perforation. And the reason why the brain matter has not come to the top is because you're applying pressure upwards and the hole is on an angle. That's why it's not coming to the surface.
Okay.
Weiter.
So what do you do then?
So you can possibly do, you have to be machmir. You have nothing you can possibly do, you have to be machmir.
So according to them that they just said before,
then you can do a bedika, then you can be makel. You do a test.
No, but how?
They disagree. According to those opinions, they hold that's not an angle. Obviously, they hold that the angle is not significant enough that the bedika will not work.
So again, machlokes and mitzvah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there has to be a point where...
So we use it like a beaver, would you say? Beaver's pretty big.
Something big. Next. Kisolek l'nahardah, when they went up, when they went to l'nahardah, when Ziri went to l'nahardah, shalachlu, he sent the following message.
Where? That's,
when he went to l'nahardah, he came in contact with Talmidei Chachamim, and he went to l'nahardah, when something goes down, kisolek means to go...
Up.
To go up. Eerie me, bubble l'nahardah.
Salah needs to go up. So he went up.
Rav Zeh went up, Salah, yeah. So he sent a message to Bava. In other words, he came in contact with the Talmidei Chacham of Eretz Yisrael. In Nahardah. And they taught him.
What's in Nahardah?
Is that Yisrael? I made a mistake.
You said it's
in Bava. When he went to Nahardah, he sent a message from the place where he came from, and he told the people that he came from another part of Bava. And he told them, I made a mistake. Dvarim, the famous words of Shas, Dvarim, Shamarti Lifnechem, Ta'us hein biyadi. My favorite expression. Okay, my whole life is one Right, this is my mitzvah.
Wait 1 second.
Yeah.
1 second. Reb Zeira went up to the Har Dah.
It appears that there was another in Bavel. There are different parts of Bavel. Okay, there was a lower land and a higher land.
And there, from Har Dah, he
and
sent
there
the message.
He sent the Talmud back to the old place, to his old yeshiva.
Further down.
He sent down where he came from his old yeshiva.
So he said he made a mistake.
He said, "Dvarim shemati lefnechem."
That you could be biding.
Tosem yadi, Bram, Emes, Abram means but. Koch amru mishmei Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish. You went to Eretz Yisrael, right? Rish Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael.
Rabbi Zira is saying this.
Yes, Zira is saying this.
Koch amru mishmei.
Boidkin lechol
Rabbi Yad. Who says amru? The Chachamim.
This what he's saying over the name in the yes. The Chachamim saying over the name of Shimon ben Lakish. What did he say? He says Boidkin lechol Rabbi Yad. Avloi bin Masmer. You can do a test. It works. In other words, it does work. The
what's
angle.
Masmer means
a nail. That's a new test. We're going to learn right now. That test is a nail.
Oh, nail.
What is that? You take away the top surface of the brain, of the head, and you expose the brain, and you take a nail, and you rub the nail along the membrane. And by rubbing, and by rubbing,
so
dragging.
So you actually take out the brain?
You take out, you take out the brain, and you drag, not rub, you drag a nail along the membrane. And when you drag the nail along the membrane, it will automatically reveal if there is a hole. If you just look at it, you're not going to be able to see that there is a hole because it's too, whatever it is. The situation is such you can't really tell. But when you take a nail and you drag it along the membrane, it causes it to expand, to contract.
He said here,
it is.
But he said here it wouldn't help.
He says that a boidkin lechulda biyod avaloi b'masmer, but do not do with a masmer. Why not? Do not do it. Why should you not do it? Because it's very rough. And what might happen is, really, there is no perforation. But by dragging the nail, you will make a perforation.
But who even says that Masmer is a good test?
Another opinion. He's coming to allude to there is another time.
We're afraid he's going to create a hole, and he won't even realize that he just created
exactly.
The hole.
Exactly. So he's going to make it treif when really it's kosher.
So what did he retract? That you could test it.
You can test with the finger. The finger.
Well, she
test.
Said you can because
he
it's
originally
anger.
Said you
can. I got it.
Because of an angle. Now she says you can.
Interesting.
Rabbi Yochanan his bar pluk to the hechel Rabbi Yochanan. What did he say? After masmer, Rabbi Yochanan says that you can.
Yargus with his problem. Well, yeah.
You can do it with the masmer. And what is the machlokes from Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish? It's all depend upon early machlokes. The pluk from Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemya. The machlokes amaroyim. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is dependent, goes back to Machlokes Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemya.
So their Machlokes is based on
Yad. Right. One was Badek with the Yad, only the Yad. One was Badek with the Yad. Chad Badek bin Machto, a needle. A needle is the same as a masmer, a needle. He would drag the needle along the membrane. Man, the Badek bin Yad, Amalil, man, the Badek bin Machto. How dare you use a machat? Ad Mosai Ato Mechale Memoinon Sheli Yisrael. You're causing a loss. You're rendering many birds treif. You're taking a needle. You have situations where birds have been attacked by chulis. They do a shchita, and they bring it to you, and you take a machat, a nail, and you drag the nail along
not
the membrane.
A machat is a needle.
The one that was put in the yad, he criticized.
The one with the yad,
because he's saying, really, the bird is kosher. By using the needle and dragging it, you don't even realize that you're causing it, you're making a new hole. And therefore,
can't be made in the hole. It's ready to get shach and everything. It's not treif.
No. The bird was attacked by a chulda.
Yeah.
You then did a shchita.
Yeah.
And now you must do a bedika to determine if the chulda penetrated the brain.
Right.
So what do? You cut open the head, you pull out the brain, and now you can't see by looking if there's a hole or not, and you drag a machat along the membrane.
Yes.
The truth is, most of the time, he's saying, is that there is no hole.
Right.
And really it's kosher.
Right.
But by you dragging the needle along the membrane, you're making a hole. You don't even realize it.
So what happened?
And therefore, there's a hole. Treif.
But he just created the hole now after it was geshach and everything.
And you think that hole existed before. You don't see that you created it now. You think it was there from before.
And therefore he's not going to touch it.
And therefore he paskins that it's treif.
Oh, so he's wasting money.
Exactly.
He's going to think it's trade.
And now that it's trade, it goes in the garbage.
Uh-huh. Or sell it to
and therefore, guy. Until now, this thing was worth 20 bucks.
I got it.
So the one that paskins that you can check with the machat, to the one that checks biyad, he puts his...
The one that takes biyad.
What you're doing is no good. What you're doing is no good because really there's a hole. really there's a hole. And the reason why you put your finger inside, you do the finger test, and nothing comes out. Brain matter does not come to the surface. So you pass
that's
in.
That's also not a riot.
It's kosher.
Yeah.
What you're doing, it's not true. Really, there is a hole. And the reason why the brain matter is not coming to the surface is because the hole is on an angle.
He's going with...
So therefore...
So he's going with the version of Zira's right, what he held.
And you're coming to Pasch and you're telling people that it's kosher. And really, it's not kosher. So you're feeding the Jewish people nevelos. Frek the Gemara, it's not a nevela because it had a shchita. You can't call it a nevela, you call it a trefa.
Nevelos,
nevelos. For your shchuta, he did shchita.
Right.
Ella, what he meant to say was, Ella trefois. Shema nikav krum shalmer, because really, I'm afraid there is a perforation in the brain. And the reason why none of the brain matter is coming to the surface when you apply pressure with the yad is because the nekev was made on an angle.
So how do you pronounce this word? Shemoyach says... So Siam?
Where are you reading from?
No, Shema Nikav Krum Shemoyach.
Shema Admos Atamachal Yisrael Nevel Zil Zahavashkuta Ella
Trefah.
Shema Nikav Krum Shemoyach. Period. I didn't get it.
And you have to talk it out that it's in an angle.
An angle. Period. Fine. So now all we
this is a Pavlov of a fellow. So when they said Nevel, we don't really mean Nevel. I mean Trefah.
Right.
How could they use such a language?
That's a
language.
I spoke to you before about that the bird that's a Trefah still Matamas. The Trefah is Nevel is...
Right, when you swallow besablia.
That you shecht it and it was a treifa.
It's still
it's not besablia.
Yes, I said that. I said yes. I said yes.
Not only nivlas oif,
even a treifa. Yeah. Yes, okay. Yes, of course. Okay. Now, when we learned this Gemara, all we said was that the Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, was told the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia.
Yeah.
The Machlokes Amoraim parallels the Machlokes Tanoim. But we did not give names, we were unable to define which Tana says what. All we know is there are two Tanoim, yeah. And they argue, can you do the Bedika with the Machat? Mm-hmm. The Gemara now wants to clarify, Tistayim, I will prove to you. We will bring it to a matter of a closed, it will be proven, that the Rabbi Yehuda who the Badik Biyodah, it's Rabbi Yehuda who holds that you can do the Bedika with the Yad. The Yad works. How do we know that in the Brayso? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Boidkim Lechulda Biyad, Beferish, Avaloi Bim Masmer. Now with the nail.
It's part of the Brayso, yeah.
Nish, now we go to an Ayazach, Genuzach. Nishbar Ho Etzem, let's say, the bone, the Etzem is the bone. Afa Pishloi Nikav Krum Shal Moyach, and that's another halacha, just to think of another halacha. Then it's also treifa. Another halacha. There's a naya treifa, that of the etzem, that of the gugolis. What is on top of the krum? A new halacha, a naya halacha, that if the etzem is cracked,
the skull got fractured.
Even though
the krum stayed intact,
that's going to be all abishlo nikav krum shomer. It's going to be a treifa. Tistaye. Now that's a side halacha. And if you want to see a picture for that, let us just take a look, a quick picture, to get an appreciation. Etzem ha'agogolus, which is on top. Okay? So the Etzem ha'agogolus is over here. It's on the very on top. This on page Shin Pei Aleph. Shin Pei Aleph is where there is a crack. Nishbar. Now this is not a hole.
On the left side on top?
Yes, Shin Pei Aleph on the top. You see the Etzem ha'agogolus, and you see that it cracked. Even
the
if...
crack?
What? The top, look at the top. The top is cracked. Etzem ha'agogolas. You see the etzem, the bone? That white matter is the bone.
Yeah.
It's not really showing you a picture. It's not really showing you a picture over here of that case. But on top of the moyach, you go back, look at page Shinpei. Go back to the original picture. The original picture, Shinpei. You see the moyach, the brain. The moyach is surrounded by bone. You see the on top and the bottom, it's white with little dots?
Yeah.
That's the Etzem ha'gulgulas.
Yeah.
Now, if the bird, the holder bites, that's not called a shvira. That's called a nekev. If the bird, the holder bites into the brain, it's perforating the Etzem.
And it's
That's not called nishbar. So then when the bird, when an animal bites and makes a perforation, the halacha demands that it also perforate the krum shel moya.
Right,
but let's say the bird got into an accident.
So the bird against the wall.
It got whacked against the wall, or it fell down. and it's not that there was a bite, and it was nishbar. The krum shel moach has happened to crack. The etzem shel moach,
yeah.
The skull cracked. So then the halacha is that it's a treifa, even if the krum remains firmly intact. Okay, so even though it's firmly intact, but if the reason why, but if the bone is cracked, it's nishbar, then it's called a treifa. Vayit in the Gemara. Vayitar in the Gemara. Okay. So the Gemara is testaim. The side of the Gemara says, and the Gemara testaim gvaltik. We have been proven clear as a bell. That is Rabbi Yehuda, who says explicitly the bedika biyad works, and not the bedika. Do not dare do a bedika with the machat, because you're going to create a hole where one did not exist.
Then he said nishbar.
That's a side halacha. That's a different halacha of nishbar. Etzem is also going to be a treifa. Now the Gemara goes right. The Gemara says haguvah stira.
What's that? Nishbar. That's obviously negative from shemayach.
It's a treifa.
Then he says it's time. It's taka.
No tistayin. Now that goes back to the Gemara's point. We want to prove that who's the Rabbi Yehuda. We had him out with the Gemara's citizen.
No, I understand.
Right, next Gemara. Ha gufa kasha. Now the Gemara is going asking a new kasha. We have an internal contradiction. Amarta. First, you mentioned passing boitkin lechulda by yod. Avala b'masmar. Not with a nail. Alma islay bidikusa. There is a bidika to check out. V'hadatani. Now the Gemara wants to pick up on the case of the nishbar. Hadatani. Nishbar etzem alpi shaloit nikav kram shalmoyach. Alma. Less like bidi kusa.
Why is that a steer? There's two different types of that.
So the answer that I gave you, obviously the Gemara does not like that answer. Right. The Gemara over here holds that I gave you an answer, which should be an obvious answer, that there's a difference between man and woman. The Gemara says no, it doesn't make a difference. The Gemara comes along and says, Mechadesh, the Gemara says over here that doesn't make a difference how the bone broke. It doesn't matter. If the bone is broken,
even a nekev,
it automatically makes the bird into a treifa. So therefore, what difference does it make doing the crumb with the finger? Just the fact that the bone is cracked, that makes it into a treifa. Who cares about the crumb? Mm-hmm. It says here that if the bone is cracked, nishbar ho etzem, it's a treifa. So who cares about the crumb?
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara says, Enochanami, I have to give you an answer. Seifa asan l'oif shalmayim, hoil v'ein loy crumb.
What's the catch now?
The second halacha was that if the bone breaks, the bone is cracked, and it's a treifa.
Yes.
Even if the krum has not been perforated. Yes. So therefore, this whole bedika business is nonsense. We've learned over here, from the whole day, we're talking about that we have to make a determination if the krum has been perforated.
See,
who cares?
You see here, this case, even the krum
even if the krum was not perforated, it's
still
a treifa.
Still a
once the bone is cracked, it's automatically a treifa.
Wait 1 second, and when it says the krum is perforated, that means the etzim is also...
Of course. How else can you get to the krum if not for the fact that the bone is perforated?
The fact that it had a bite.
You mean the bone comes
bite enough is enough to be considered nishbar. You mean the bite from the weasel holds enough to be considered a nishbar.
Alma lesa b'dikus. The Gemara says the gval the answer seifa asol loev shalmayim chol ve'ein loy krum. The answer is the seifa is discussing a different type of bird, a bird shalmayim. And a bird shalom does not have a crumb. So in a kind of two different cases, if you're dealing with a regular bird, a regular bird, you can crack open the skull the whole day. Who cares? You can crack open the head. The only thing that counts is the crumb. When it says here that if you have a bird, the skull is cracked, automatically it's a treifa. That's a different type of bird. That's a bird shalmayim. Why is the bird shalmayim different? Because
you mean it doesn't have a crumb?
Crumb. Now, the Gemara is going to say in a few moments that it really does have a crumb. It just means that the crumb is so super duper soft because it lives in the water, so it doesn't make a difference. Once the skull is cracked, it's ki'ilu, the crumb was cracked as well.
What's about the lashon?
Because we don't care.
But there is no crumb.
No, so the Gemara is going to say in a few moments, it does, Einochanami. The Gemara is going to say in a few moments that when it says by the Oiv Shalomayim, it has no krum, it doesn't mean the mamish does not have a krum. What it means is that the krum is so soft, it's ki'ilu, it doesn't have a krum, even though it really does have
a
krum.
It's
a given. Vaita.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the lashon officially nikiv? But the lush is mashmah, the alphabet shalai nikim, krum shalmayach, mashmah, that it's not necessarily, that it's so soft, And you tell me it's automatic, it was lashon the Gemara.
Yeah.
The Gemara means, that's what the Gemara means. Yeah. That's, it means something like, the Gemara is going to explain. The Gemara in Nechaim is going to explain. In fact, the Gemara, the Ezra, Lashon, Mashem, Lashon, 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 Ein loy krum sal gedaitach, in Mamesh has no krum, Ela, hoy lukun rach, it's very, very soft. Amal, Rav Nachman, Rav Avon, Amar, Mar, you taught us. Let's review what you taught me. I want to review some of the things that you taught me. You taught us. Shmuel bodik biyada, bida. Shmuel was bodik with the yad. You have a bird, and the bird was attacked by a cholder. Shmuel put his finger in the mouth and pressed up.
Yeah.
Umachshar, and Shmuel passed in its kosher. If nothing comes out, nothing comes to the surface that is sufficient, it's kosher.
Yeah.
Vuhuna chavin amar, huna our friend told us, Rav bodik biyada umachshar. Huna that Rav did the zelbazach. Rav and Shmuel, Damar Tarvai, Rav did the same thing. V'atani Levi, Levi taught us, Trefa Shemanu Chacham Bebehema, Kinegdan Be'oif, are exactly the same thing by a bird. Yosalein Oif, there's an additional thing by a bird. That, what is that? Nishmer Ho'etzem, Afal Pishtoi Nikav, Krum Shal Moyach, Kasha.
When Alphabet is, what's the
then? Even though the Krum has not been perforated.
What's the then?
It's Trefa. Trefa. So what's going on now? You what's taught us, and Rav and Shmuel hold that you have to do a bedika, which means just because the moyach, the etzem has been broken, that's not enough. The krum also must be perforated. And yet, over here we have halacha that when it comes to birds, birds have a chumra over animals, is that you do not need the krum shel moyach to be perforated. Just the bone alone is enough to make it into a trefa. So have a stira. Rav and Shmuel say that it's not enough. And here it says that it's
enough. When it says, you don't have to be boiding it, and it's trife.
You do need to be boiding it.
No, before, Alma less slave with the kusa.
Where are we reading from?
In the beginning. Alma is slave with the kusa, one to ten nishma, and some official nicket from Shemaya, Alma less slave with the kusa.
Alma less slave with the kusa. We read this before. There's no bedika. The bone. It's automatically, the bone itself cracks automatically, it's trife. So the Gemara, it says, Seif asan loyv shalmayim, hoyl vein loy krum. That was the kash that we said before. So, ein loy krum sal gedaitach, elo hoyl krum rach. Next Gemara. Mar tortoise, at shmul bodek bibiyad, he did a big good diat, to determine if the krum was perforated, umachshar. And if nothing comes to the surface, it's going to be kosher. And vuhun chavr namar, hun our friend tortoise, is elbozach, rabodek bibiyad umachshar. Of your tani levi, but Levi taught us, Trefa, Shemonacham, Bebehem, Okekdom, if Yosalim, if there's another Chumra, Nishmer, Etzem, Alpi, Shloy, Nikav, Krum, Shal, Moyach, it's going to be Treif. So we have a Stira. Rav and Shmuel say that the bone alone is not enough. You have to have perforated of the Krum also. And here Levi says, you don't need the Moyach, the Krum, to be perforated. The bone is enough.
Yeah.
We have a Stira. Same exact answer. Levi was discussing a different type of bird. Levi was discussing an Oif Shal Mayim. And for the Gemara, Amalei, Ahu, Be'oiv Shal Mayim, Hol Ve'ein Loikrum, Ein Loikrum Sal Gedaitoch, Elo Elo Hol Kum Arach. Good? Are we good? Naya Maisa. Ahi Tanigal also the Havi Be'i Rav Chana. There was a chicken that was present by Rav Chana. He came to the shear. Okay, the chicken came to the shear to listen to the shear. And the chicken asked the Shaila, my treif, because I have a problem. Okay, the chicken, there was a shiloh with a chicken. The chicken was brought. So what did he do? Rav Chana said, you know what? I don't know the answer. Let's go to the mumcha. So Shadra Lakami Rav Masna. So Rav Masna, they brought Rav Masna. Nishbrach etzem v'lenikav krum shal moyachavai. What was the shiloh? What was the situation? The situation was the bird, the skull was cracked, but the krum was intact.
Yeah.
Are we good? That was the maisa. The achshara, and he paskin Rav Masna paskin kosher. The same answer. Chasim of shalmayim. Hoil ve'ein loikrum. Ein loikrum kesalkadaitach. Ela emach loikrum arach. Third thing exactly. The Gemara has repeated the principle already three times.
Right.
Exactly the same principle. Next ma'isa. Rav Shezi Bodek B'Shimsha Nayit Bedika. He took a bird, he put it in the sun.
Right.
What do you do in the sun? Mistaklim Yir Nekev Sh'or Yofel Lebedika. Or is Yofel Lebedika light.
He didn't put his finger in.
Right, he did not put his finger in. He looked at it in daylight. In daylight,
you like, can, what, like it says when you check
see,
for
the line. Right, you can see if there was a bedika. Marisosa, whole shag led to Maris at night. Very good. Bemaya. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov.
Even though there's electricity today?
It's a big shag. They're different. I don't know all the halachas. Maris, all different shitas. The chassid are very make when it comes to Maris.
Maybe Reb Cheska Roth. I don't know about other ones. No, Reb Cheska Roth. I don't know about other ones.
There's once a Maisa that someone was a Litvak and he said he looked shut down for a kula, and his children they say we're not because he was so makel. So really? Actually, that a person. No, if you're a chassid, then you go to your Rav. But a person shouldn't if he's a Litvak should not. Should be careful not to. There's a whole different mahalach and how they pass, and that's what they say. I don't really know. Vaita. Rav Yema Bodik B'mai next. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Bodik B'gila. What is Gila? A feather. B'gila D'chitza. It's the fluff, the psoilas of a wheat kernel. A wheat kernel has some type of.
Husk.
Right,
he's
fluffy
stuff. There's another mandam how he used
to be boydik. He would rub it. Gila means like the fluffy part. It means the husk of a wheat kernel.
Okay.
And he would rub it against the. He would drag it against the krum shel moyach.
Why particularly with this?
Because it would a nail. We learned a nail is very dangerous because a nail can cause a perforation.
Yeah, it's
very delicate. What about our geese? Rav Shizvi says that our geese, the geese that we are accustomed to in our hometown, they're very delicate creatures, and therefore, if the krum, we don't test for the krum. If the skull is cracked, it's game over.
Mm-hmm.
Treif. They're like, and we don't do the bedika. You gotta know your birds. Okay? You gotta know your birds. If you know your birds, right. Then you don't do bedika. Next. Nafla l'ur. What happens? The bird falls into the fire. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Yosef, Yeshua, Shir, Yerukasan, Kishir, Nikuvasan. The shear. Let's say you have an organ which is supposed to be red, and it turns green. How much of it turns green automatically makes it to a tray for even a mashum. In other words, on the veshet. The shear of the veshet of a nekev is a mashu. So if there's a discoloration, even the size of a mashu, that makes it a tray for good.
Mm-hmm.
You with me?
Yep.
Let's say the liver that turns green opposite the minayim. What is halach?
Also from the fire.
Also from the fire. Treifa. Treifa. Why is it a treifa? If you go and you take away the liver and you left with the mashu, the halach is kosher. So just because it turned color, the problem is not the liver. The liver is okay. The problem is that if the b'nei me'ayim, if the liver is green, that is an indication that the b'nei me'ayim are green.
Why don't you check them out?
Oh, so maybe the case when they're no longer they taken away. Maybe the case will be taken away. Kevon shirika kaviv kenege b'nei me'ayim b'yadua shenafel l'ur v'nechmu b'nei me'ayim utreifa. And the B'nei Me'ayim, the shear of a Eureka by the B'nei Me'ayim is a mashu. Just like the B'nei Me'ayim, when it comes to the digestive tract, it's a Nikuva is a mashu, Eureka is a mashu. The bird was saved by the bell.
I'm holding proof that you can have your cake and eat it too. I went to the chasna, to the chasna tonight.
Yeah.
And to the chasna with my wife and my brother-in-law. I went to a vart from Natalia Golombek. I was here in Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem. Unbelievable.
It was worth every minute.
Hashem helps those who want to be helped.
There you go. You better believe it. I've all the time in silence. I'll be tomorrow.
We can start a smartphone for a minute.